Wake up and join me back in the land of the living. That's it. There we go. My, you were out for quite some time. Mortals normally don't take days to recover from that. No. Don't try to get up. You're tied down for a reason. I watched you sleep. Actually, I watched you come back to life. You were having nightmares. Shh, don't panic. I'll explain everything. I suppose I should introduce myself. My name is Kit, and you are in my world now. Yes, my world. This domain is mine. It's where I take all the poor souls, like yourself, and give them a better life. Go back? Well, to bring you back to Earth would kill you. Your safe passage across the Sea of the Damned was long and grueling. The moment the ferryman brings you here, his side of the deal is done. The deal was to bring you to me, unscathed, and here you are. We are going to have so much fun together. I said, do not move. I've been gentle so far. Do not test me. I don't want to torture you into compliance, but trust me, I will. I've done so in the past, and the end result has sometimes been disappointing. Yes, disappointing. You mortals think you can face your fears, that you can conquer anything thrown your way. I've had to discipline some, and I guess I went too far, or they were just too weak. Shame, really. They looked so promising. For souls that came back from the death, they sure did have screams full of life. Your eyes are so round. Are you scared? Good. I might not need to torture you after all. I sense your fear. I smell it. You understand now. Your eyes tell me everything I need to know. Well, let me feel that fear even more. This is not my real appearance. Of course not. I changed into this form because I know exactly what you prefer in the opposite sex. I am the ideal woman for you right now, am I not? Come on, don't be shy. You can tell me. Good boy. I also know your darkest desires. What you crave the most. You can't hide anything from me because I am not a mortal. They are so limited in their capabilities. No, I am much more. Take a long last look at my form, because I am going to reveal to you my true self. I do want my good boy to recognize his mistress after all. I have big, curved horns on top of my head, and a long tail swishing back and forth. I love watching a mortal's reaction for this next part. My skin is a nice shade of red, and your eyes are the biggest I've seen them get yet. Does my good boy understand who his new mistress is? That's right. A demon. More specifically, a succubus. And a powerful one at that. I wield magic your mind cannot comprehend. I can flick my finger and a floating orb of light appears out of thin air, just like this. I can do many things, but one that has proven time and time again fruitless, has been finding a mortal that meets all my needs. You see, I can do all of these things with a source of energy that slowly replenishes over time. There are various sources that replenish it faster, such as food, saliva, blood, and, if desperate enough, souls. The matter of the fact is that demons do not need food to survive. Saliva replenishes such a minuscule amount of energy. Blood is, contrary to popular mortal beliefs, not a preferred dish for demons. And as for souls, they are costly, and typically destined for punishment, not for a source of energy. So, the best way to replenish my energy is one that you can help me with immensely. In fact, it will be your only job to give me as much energy as I can harvest from you. Yes, harvest. You see, I was hoping you would catch on. You are, after all, tied to an altar and naked. Ah, the light bulb has gone off finally inside your head. What I want from you is your semen. And this is not a one-time deal. I will not harvest you just once and push you out into the sea of the damned or sell you off to another demon that will do unspeakable things to you. No, I will keep you for a long, long time. I'm willing to tell you more since you're expected to understand your role completely, but I believe it's time for a more hands-on approach. Oh, you look perfect. Trailing my fingernail across your chest and up to your neck. Do you comprehend that if I place my hands around your throat and squeeze, that I could end your life? But I won't. What use would that do? I think a light pressure around your neck would benefit you. I'll place this collar that will signify that you belong to me. Now, this might sting just a little since the collar will implant itself into your nervous system at the back of your head. Don't worry. It's simply a way for me to keep track of your location, among other things. Don't scream. The pain will pass. There we go. The collar is now fused to you. If you try to remove it, you will die. And no, demons are unable to remove it. Their fingers will burn with the heat of 1,000 suns if they lay a finger on that collar. And I will personally deal with them if they even so much as breathe on you. Only I can touch it. You see, if you pass this test, you will become my most prized possession. Your old life, it doesn't hold a single hair to what your new life promises. Now, what was your old life like? Mundane, unexciting, lacking. What did you enjoy in your old life that could warrant going back? Surely not friends or family, not your little hobbies or interests. The only thing that is good from your old life is when you clicked on that audio. Oh, yes, I know about that. To you, it felt like you clicked on that audio a few minutes ago. But the truth is, it was weeks. You saw the title. You saw the tags. You just couldn't pass up the opportunity to give it a listen. It had all the kinks you like. You are very naughty after all. But the instant you clicked play, you were already mine. There was no audio because I was the one who created it. Call it a ruse to find desperate souls seeking this life. They believe it's a fantasy. They listen to these audios from the safety of their home, wishing they could live out that fantasy, but once given the opportunity, they flee, or they, well, perish. I hope you won't join them. I do need a good source of energy, after all. Well, that's enough teasing. I've told you enough. I've waited 100 years, and I would hate to wait 1 minute more. Look at that cock. Does it know how much I'm going to use it? Oh, I hope you survive because your cock is perfect for me. Your legs spread apart like that gives me an unobstructed view of your balls. Actually, they're my balls, since you belong to me. They won't mind if I palm them a little, would they? Oh, they feel so full. Just playing with them with my thumb and finger. I do normally have sharp claws for when I need to, but for now, if you stay an obedient good boy for me, I won't harm those precious cum makers much. I might just give them a small squeeze. Oh, did it hurt? Here, why don't I make it all better? They smell. Delicious. I love when my good boy has a pleasing musk to him. Masculine, virile. Oh, what happened to thrashing about? After all, you were scared that I showed you I was a demon. Look at you now, letting soft little whimpers out as I lavish your balls. I haven't even touched your cock yet, but I can see some pre-cum dripping from the tip. Oh, I won't touch your cock just yet. You don't deserve it. You haven't pleased your mistress enough to get that privilege. Plus, I'm not done inspecting you. I've seen your body, which I'm very pleased with. I've seen that perfect cock, and I've shown my appreciation for those full balls of yours. But there's something that I really love. Are you ready? Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? What if I trail my fingers along your thighs, up your groin? I'm not going back to that cock. I'm going for this sweet little hole. Oh, but it would be so much nicer if you spread yourself in a better manner to give me more access. Oh, right. Those restraints? They're currently using energy. My energy. So, I can just flick my finger and... there we go. Your legs are nice and high, knees bent, folding you almost in two. I've got your cock and balls ready for me to play with, and that tight little asshole just begging for me to stretch it. And I can still see your face, too. Perfect. I wonder what facial expression you'll make when I'm making you come with just prostate stimulation and milk you dry. Oh, I'm so happy you can understand how much I'm going to use you. Anyway, I think we've held this up longer than we should. Let's get you ready. I'll use my spit as lube. Obedient good boys get proper lube. But for now, all you'll get is this. You did struggle at first, and that's a strike in my book. Just be obedient from now on, and you won't see my bad side. Now, are you comfortable? Good. Let's begin. Oh, wow. It just slid in. You want this, don't you? Most complain, and I have to take out a ball gag to silence them, but you moaned. Don't apologize, I loved it. Moan for me. Be a good boy and moan for me. That's it, just like that. You can take another finger, can't you? There we go. I think you deserve a reward. I'm going to use my other hand on your cock and show you how nice of a mistress I can be when you're a good boy. There we go. I really do love this cock. My hand wraps perfectly right around it. I don't think I'll ever get tired of doing this to you. Oh, yes, we are going to be doing this for a long, long time. After all, hell is for eternity. I can see that you're enjoying this. Straining so hard against your bindings, and we've only just begun. What if I were to release you from this altar? Would you run away? No, you would take the chance at overpowering me. Though you know that I'm the strongest entity here, but you'd try. I know you would. You'll come to lose inhibitions. It won't be too long before you try to hump my thigh, and if I'm feeling generous, I might let you do that. But a good boy follows his mistress's orders. You'll be obedient, willing to serve my every whim, massage my feet, eat me out while I decide a poor soul's punishment. Let me drain you of all your semen over the course of a day. It is my favorite snack, after all. Your cock got harder. It doesn't sound so bad spending eternity getting milked after all, does it? You have a true purpose now. No more getting up early to slave away, only to find the weekends the highlight of your little life. 2 days are what keep you going. Here, it will be forever. This is your role, giving me all of your semen. I will shape you, mold you, so that you can come when I want. I will mercilessly tease your prostate for hours, engorging it, making it a vital tool in making you shoot your load for me. I will play with your testicles for days on end, plumping them up so they can hold even more semen, in turn making our sessions longer. Your cock will experience the pleasure of denial until you constantly leak pre-cum for me. That's your new life. Your cock will become your ticket to a life of desire and lust. It will be painful at first to have orgasm after orgasm, but with my training, you'll have no refractory period. You've probably experienced 5 to 10 orgasms in a day, correct? Your personal best. But in my world, that doesn't amount to anything worthy. Imagine hundreds of orgasms, load after load, down my throat, in my tight, warm pussy, oozing out of my asshole, covering my tits, sticking to my thighs. You'll get to come all over me and inside me. But first, you need to become my good boy. Do you want to be my good boy? You see, being my good boy is more than just praise. It's a title that places you as my most prized possession. You will be respected and envied. You will sleep in my bed. You will kneel at my feet by my throne. You'll be used how I see fit. Because you'll be mine. Now, be a good boy and tell me that you're close. I know you are, but having you tell me when asked is making me so proud. I have high hopes for you. What I want now is for you to come when I tell you to. Can you do that for me? Good boy. With my fingers pressing against your prostate and my hand pumping up and down your cock, you can't escape the inevitable. You'll come for me, but I'd hate to waste my first meal. I think drinking directly from the tap is the best way to enjoy my food. Oh. This is getting too much for you. Pleasure overwhelms you. You can't think. The only thing on your mind is to come. But know this. To come is to give yourself to me. If I fail to make you come, you can go back to Earth and perish. I've told you the truth. It's impossible to go back. This means you'll have to come if you wish for your soul to stay yours. Even if you tried your best to fight me, you can't win. I know all your weak spots, and I'll know them even better. Now, be a good boy and get ready to come. That's it. That's it. Come on. Almost there. Who's your mistress? Again, who's your mistress? That's right, I am. Good boy. Come for me. Come into my mouth. That was delicious. I really lucked up with you, haven't I? I'll release your bindings and cuddle up with you on the altar. It may be made of stone, but with what you've given me, I can summon some pillows and blankets to add some comfort. Just breathe. I know it was exhausting. It was too much, but you did so well. You did. You're such a good boy. I just know you will do well on the endurance test. Not to mention the other tests I want you to go through. But you don't need to worry about those. You passed this first test. The taste one. With flying colors. And that's all you should think about. What I want you to do is breathe in and out. Come on. Breathe in. And out. You didn't think demons did breathing exercises. We still need air. Plus, I know you like doing that. I told you, I know everything about you. I've watched you live out your life. And I'll show you what I like, since I am your mistress. But I still want my good boy to enjoy his favorite things, like ear kisses. Or running my fingers against your scalp. I'm glad that you're relaxed, too. You can go to sleep. I'll stay by your side to keep you warm. And when you wake up, I'll show you my room, and we can begin building up your experience in multiple orgasms. It's going to take some time. But we have a lot of that now. Be a good boy and rest up. You're in my care now.